Hey, Drew, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Excited to get back to Boston again.
Well, let me ask you a question about that, Drew. Are you feeling more love nowadays than you did when you were a player? Because between the Hall of Fame enshrinement and coming back here as one of the honorary captains, it sounds to me like there's a lot of people who are saying that they maybe didn't appreciate you as much as they should have back then.
I don't know if that's the case or not, but it's been a real honor this year to, first of all, go through the Hall of Fame thing, and then to get the call the other day from Mr. Kraft and let me come back and see my teammates and be an honorary captain itself. It's been a real honor. It's been a lot of fun.
Drew, you're a guy who's been to a couple of AFC Championship games. What kind of advice would you give a younger player who maybe hasn't gone through this process before?
Well, you know, it's pretty heady stuff, man. It's really fun, and the big thing, you got to get through the first, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of the game when the emotions are so high, and then you settle in and just start playing football. But those first few plays of the game, you know, you got a lot of adrenaline, a lot of excitement, and it takes a little while to settle in and just start playing football.
Drew, I understand you had to rearrange your schedule a bit to be able to make it out here. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, one of my very best buddies from grade school all the way up is turning 40 tomorrow, and so I had to call and apologize, but I told him I'd wave to him from the coin toss, so hopefully he'll forgive me.
Hey, Drew, could you kind of reflect on your time in Buffalo, the couple of years you played in Buffalo with the Bills?
You know, I had a great time in Buffalo. I really, really did. You know, the fans in Buffalo are so ultra loyal. And after having that rivalry for a bunch of years and having them not like me very much and I didn't like them very much, going there and being welcomed like I was and playing there for a few years, I really enjoyed it. I really have some great affection for that organization and for particularly for the fans of Buffalo. And I wish them all the best.
Hey, Drew, so Robert Kraft spoke for a little bit, and he was very proud to announce that you were one of the captains. Can you talk to us a little bit about your relationship with the Krafts and sort of what they mean to this organization?
Oh, man, it's really kind of hard to put it into words, you know, what they have meant, not only to the organization, but for that whole region and really for the NFL. I've always valued greatly that relationship, even when I left Boston and was traded to Buffalo. You know, really had a good, strong sense that, through all of it, that would be a good relationship moving forward, and it certainly has been more than I even anticipated. You know, Robert Kraft and his family, I've got to believe it's the best ownership group probably in all the sports in terms of what they've done for the region and what they continue to do, both for the league and for the world at large. And then, you know, the fact that they go the extra mile to welcome older veteran players back into the fold is really unique and pretty special. There aren't many organizations in professional sports to do what they do in terms of welcoming players like myself back into the fold after we're done.
Drew, as a football fan, what are some things that stand out for you about this game? This week's game, I should say.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a great matchup. It's kind of strength on strength. It's, arguably the best offense in the league over a number of years against one of the best defenses ever to play in professional football. So it's really a matchup of strength on strength with our offense versus their defense, and that'll be fun to watch. Obviously, you know, a lot of future Hall of Famers on the field this week, which will be really fun to watch.
Drew, what do you think the Patriots have to do differently on Sunday to beat the Ravens?
They played so well last week. It really seems to me like they're peaking at the right time. Based on what they did last week, obviously it's a different challenge, but they played a very good defense last week in the Broncos, and they just totally dismantled them. So I don't see that they need to really change a whole bunch from what they did last week. If they can perform the same way, I think the outcome will be pretty good for them.
Drew, certainly you had a pretty good tight end to throw to in Ben Coates. How would you have liked to have the chance to throw to two guys like him out there?
Oh, man, those two guys are special. What Gronkowski has done this year, we've talked about it quite a bit with all my football fan buddies. I don't know how you match up against the guy. It's kind of like having, LeBron James playing tight end for you. You know, he's too big for the fast guys and too fast for the small guys, and then he also has spectacular hands and can block a little bit. So Gronk's doing some special things, and then, and then having some speed from the other guy, he gives you just a lot of versatility. So it's that's a pretty special duo that the Patriots have right now.
Drew, a couple of the guys, Troy, Teddy in particular, talked about how much they miss playing the game at this time of year. Do you have that same kind of feeling, particularly when the calendar turns January?
Oh, absolutely, man. I certainly don't miss training camp and preseason football and all of those things that you had to do to get to this time of year. But when you have the great privilege of playing playoff football, it's a really exciting time. And I haven't been back and watched many professional games. Matter of fact, the game when I came out for the Hall of Fame induction was the first regular season game that I'd been to since I retired. And I found that my body had a very physical reaction to the national anthem. So that was always go time, you know, that go out and play the national anthem. And I just found myself as I was standing there, you know, my hair stood up and my body told me it was time to go play again. So I know it's going to be like that this week, but it'll be really fun to be there and be part of it.
A lot of guys have talked about the 2001 team and what you guys were able to do in the postseason, but talk a little bit about the 1996 team and particularly the opportunity to have a playoff game here at home. How special was that?
Yeah, it was really, really a special time for everybody involved, and I know it was for our fans as well. You know, the loyal fans of the Patriots have, you know, been through a lot of years where it hadn't been much fun, and then to have not just one but two home playoff games in that run is really amazing. And I know for a fact that the loudest that Foxborough Stadium ever was when we took the field against the Steelers with the fog, and it seemed like the fog kind of acted like a dome and held the sound in sometimes.
Drew, do you have any memories of the snow game 10 years ago? It was the 10-year anniversary yesterday, and it actually snowed in Foxborough, which made it a little sweeter. But do you have any personal memories, thoughts, line packs, and doing snow angels in the end zone?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing, man. And, you know, all of the things that I actually watched a little bit of that replay yesterday, and it was pretty crazy cool. I mean, just all the way into it, and then, you know, Tommy obviously playing well, and then, you know, the kicks that Adam Vinatieri made, you know, have to go down as maybe the best kicks ever made in the NFL, I think. I mean, you know, kicking in that weather, in those weather conditions, and driving the ball through the snow like he did is pretty amazing.
Drew, is there any irony now to seeing that the Patriots have kind of become that greatest show type of offense, similar to what you guys beat for that first Super Bowl? And what do you see in Tom's game now that really jumps out at you?
Well, he doesn't have many weaknesses. You know, I mean, he just is so in command of everything that's happening on the field, you know, has really, you know, great smart guys around him that can react to really whatever happens, and they can react to it very quickly and skiing a run.
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely a first.
Yeah, that was the powder out here is pretty special, though. I was actually getting face shots while I was talking to you.
Hey, it's good to hear.
Yeah, we're very appreciative of the background information. Drew, could you put Belichick in place of history in the NFL for his coach of all time? And you played for Parcells.
Yeah, I think he certainly has to be in that conversation. I don't know who you put up there with him in terms of not only his record since he's been with the Patriots, but what he did as a defensive coordinator, you know, prior to that with the Giants, and then coming back and being defensive coordinator with the Patriots with us in '96, and then obviously the run he's had as the head coach of the Patriots is unmatched. So, you know, if he's not the greatest, I'd like to hear who else is in that conversation.
Hi, we're good. Thank you,
Drew. Thank you for calling back.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you all on Sunday. Looking forward to getting back there. Hope it doesn't snow too much out there so I can still get in.
Sounds good. Well, thank you again, and enjoy the slopes.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah.